Benjamin Britten was the most celebrated English composer in the second half of the 20th century. After World War II, he was invited to collaborate on an educational film titled The Instruments of the Orchestra, and the result was The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra we're about to hear. In these delightful variations and fugue on a theme of Purcell, the composer not only illustrates the musical character of each instrument and how they sound in their family groups, but in the process, he builds a miniature concerto for orchestra on the foundation theme written by his great English ancestor. There are four teams of instruments that share a family likeness in the way that they produce their sound. The strings are played with a bow or plucked with the fingers. Three of the woodwinds have a reed that splits the player's air, much like a very refined duck call. While the flute and piccolo produce their sound, the same way we might blow across the top of a bottle or a jug. Brass players buzz their lips into their instruments, which enhance that sound like very elaborate megaphones. The percussion instruments are struck with a mallet, a hand, or each other. First, you will hear a stately theme from an opera by the great English composer Henry Purcell, played by the whole orchestra, and then by each of the four groups of instruments. The first brass instruments were trumpets and hunting horns. These are their modern ancestors. The strings, whether large or small, are scraped with a bow or plucked with the fingers. Stops growing. When you've heard some of the more familiar instruments, the entire orchestra will play the melody once again. The highest members of the woodwind team are the flutes and the piccolo with clear, sweet voices. The oboes can be as cheery as the flutes, but most composers really prefer their plaintive, gentler quality. The clarinets can be very acrobatic. Listen as they show off their 3-octave range. Bassoons are the largest of the woodwind team and can play a wide variety of roles in the orchestra. Of all the orchestra's families, the strings are the most like each other. The highest are the violins, who play in 2 teams, the firsts and seconds. Slightly larger than the violins, but they have a distinct alto voice all of their own. The much larger cellos have greater resonance. Just listen to this noble sound. The double basses are the foundation of the string family, with deep, heavy voices. But listen, they can be more agile than you might think. Thank you. The harp is a mechanical marvel with 4 dozen strings and 7 pedals to provide the sharps and the flats. The brass family begins with the horns. Their tubing is coiled into a circle, and they often play in 4-part harmony. I expect you all know the sound of the trumpets. The trombones and tuba display their noble sound in this variation, but when you hear them later, listen for their snarl. Impossible to present all of the percussion instruments, but here are a dozen or so of the principal ones, beginning with the timpani, or kettle drums. The bass drum and cymbals. The tambourine and triangle. The snare drum and the woodblock. The xylophone. Castanets and the gong. And before they all play together, the whip. Now that we've isolated every instrument in the orchestra, we will put it back together again in a fugue. The piccolo will start, and each instrument will enter in the same order we have just heard. Once the percussion are all on board, the brass will play Henry Purcell's fine tune in joyous D major this time, while everyone else continues Benjamin Britten's fugue.